Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode one of the Tripod. We are the Drexel Triangle representatives. My name is Carter.
And my name is Zarina. And together, we're the Tripod.
There you go. That's a good intro right there. I think we did a good job of that.
I think so, too. We're going to do minimal editing, like, just go with the flow, interview people.
Straight from our minds to you guys. This is as real as it gets right here, you know?
Straight from the dome, like, talking to real people, real Drexel students.
Tell you how they feel about, you know, what's going on in their life at campus, like what they get up to, what they think maybe some things they like about campus, some things maybe they could work on, you know. We get some good stuff coming to you later. We have Triangle writer Sarah is going to talk to us about Earth Day. All right, so we just put out an issue 1 week ago. We put out some articles online. What were some of your favorites from the recent issue?
Yeah, I thought that Artemis.
Okay, gotcha.
Really interesting, important to cover. And then we had an article about the president of Ghana who was awarded something in Philadelphia.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, what was your favorite article?
I mean, the one I did, not to toot my own horn, but the Pretzel Factory one. I was a big, not the article itself, but the Pretzel Factory is huge news. This is huge news for the Drexel community.
What do you mean? Like, not the article itself? Like, the news is good, but your article was bad?
I know, it just got the point across. But the actual, you know, like, I said an article, like, we haven't had a real everything shutting down. Like DB Doe shut down, El Taco shut down. There's really no Wawa.
Shut down?
Yes, it all went down at the same time, pretty much.
Oh, why did DB Doe shut down?
There was something like, I forget what the exact story was. It was like they didn't want to like renew. Whoever owned the property wanted like, I think people to live there.
What about Wawa?
I don't know what that story was there.
We need to read the
story. Yeah, exactly. There's an article about that. I don't know if it gets into that or not, but they do talk about that. But yeah, all these places shut down, now there's nothing. But now there's the Pretzel Factory. The only problem is those three, you could go 3 AM, you could go to those places.
Yeah.
Pretzel Factory, it's like I was asking like, what are the hours like? And they're like, oh, it's all day, 8 to 8 or something like that. And I'm like, okay, that's like
so where does anyone go?
You gotta go like Halal Trucks probably.
Are those open late?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're open pretty late. I mean, besides for that, you go to the what's it, Nani's? You go there. You never been there? Mm-hmm. It's like right outside the gym.
Oh, next to Landmark?
Like, yeah, kind of. Opposite side of Landmark.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Like Landmark, the gym, and then the other
oh,
side.
Oh, okay.
Like by like, oh, you know like Lancaster like turns?
Yes.
It's like by there.
Oh, okay.
Those are really the only
Savas?
Options.
People can go to Savas?
That's true. I was also not even open that late. So it's like what, like 2, something like that?
I feel like that's late.
That's true, yeah. In comparison, though, but, like, these places are open, like, you get a Wawa at, like, 4 a.m.
Yeah,
if need be. If you're up early.
Yeah.
You know, nice early morning snacks, something like that. Like,
right,
that's good.
Right.
That gets the job done right there.
Right.
But Pretzel Factory, I think it'll be good. So they have,
than
the usual. You can get ice cream there.
Okay. I was going to say, other than the hours, what's your thought?
I think it's good. I think it'll be very good. Good for the community.
Mm-hmm.
You get water ice. So, I guess you go to... What's it called? Cocos has that.
Yeah, or kiwi. Kiwi's the best.
Okay, what's that? That's more like frozen yogurt, or like
yeah,
okay,
it's just
gotcha.
The best, I think.
Okay.
But I've heard some people saying and questioning who's gonna just between classes just grab a pretzel or grab a water ice.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What do you think about that? Like, you're not gonna show up to the math exam with a water ice and a soft pretzel.
I can't handle either of those. I'm not gonna lie. I have like the worst stomach ever.
Oh, like
Well, I can't even have gluten. So if I have a pretzel, it's over. The water ice. Well, that's what I did. So they had the triangle at the opening ceremony. Not the opening ceremony. That's like a very grand word for the Pretzel Factory.
Oh, I think that's what it's called. The grand opening.
Grand opening. It was like before, it was like a preview, I guess, of the Pretzel Factory. So you can have whatever you want for free. So I was like, alright, let me take advantage of this. So I had like an ice cream and a water ice at once.
Mm.
And it did not go well after.
Oh.
So that's probably my fault, I'm not gonna lie. I think if you just keep it normal, you'll probably be okay.
What's abnormal about that?
It's a lot, bro. For like 10 minutes sitting, I probably had both of those. Which is like impressive. I think if you can do that and be able to handle it, I think it's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I was not impressive.
Okay.
I like let everyone down.
Oh, darn it. But
you know,
did they like their pretzels?
Pretzel Factory, you know?
Right.
Can't really go wrong with that.
Right.
You ever go there?
Never been.
Really? Never?
It's too niche. I think it's like, you see the Pretzel Factory boxes at parties with a bunch of the little
pretzels. Okay, gotcha.
With the mustard and the toppings. Like,
that's fair,
I feel like they just hand it out. But I've never actually been to a Pretzel Factory.
That's a good point.
I feel like it's like a fair thing, a festival thing.
Yeah.
Not an in-between class thing.
That's true.
That's the worry.
They were saying like, oh, you just have a final, you do well. Reward yourself with a pretzel, you know?
Okay.
That would never cross your mind, though?
No, like, that wouldn't be the first thing I reward myself
that's
with.
That's fair.
Like, I think the first thing I would reward myself with would be kiwi.
Okay, that's fair.
Frozen yogurt.
That makes sense. But now there's options. You know, what if you're you have more of a sweet tooth, you'd say?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Like chocolate, maybe?
Okay, so you have a kiwi or a...
Yeah, like different than like sweet tooth, like candy, you know, like there's like the Skittles and Airheads, that kind of candy, but then there's like the Reese's, Hershey's, that kind of candy.
Okay, that's interesting.
I'm like the second kind.
Chocolate's your thing right there.
Or just like the in-between of salty and sweet. What about you?
I can't handle chocolate, I'm not gonna lie. Okay. I actually have the worst stomach ever. Like, my go-to candy was like Airhead Extremes, you know those?
Mm-hmm.
That was my go-to, but those have wheat in them, so I can't have them anymore.
They have wheat in them?
Yeah, that was like, I didn't know that. I got Airhead Extremes, and then I realized, like, as I was eating, like, I can't have these.
Oh, wow.
It was bad. And it was really bad.
Oh.
Never had them since. It was horrible.
But they were your favorite?
They were. I don't even know what my favorite is anymore.
My favorites were Starburst, and I don't
Starburst are gas, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't eat meat, and they have meat in them.
Do they actually?
Yes.
How?
They're like, gelatin.
Oh, shoot, okay.
And gelatin is bones.
That's not meat, though, is it?
Like, bones of an animal?
Oh, it's like a spiritual, it's like a, like, it's not, you can't, like, not eat the meat. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought it was, like, a, you just can't, like, physically handle it.
Oh, no.
Okay,
it's
I was like, what
like,
are you trying to
it's
say
not
here?
Not like there's, like, a baby back rib, like, in the Starbucks.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, where, what are you talking about?
No, I, like, has like, the boiled down bone.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I can't eat those anymore.
I'm sorry. What did you do for Easter?
Nothing?
I'm not. You didn't get a... Oh, okay. Because I got the Easter Bunny got me, like, a box of, like...
Oh, the Easter Bunny did come for me, though.
What'd they get you?
A juicer.
Oh, right. That's a new one. I've never seen that before.
And a sewing kit.
Okay. That's a pretty good Easter right there.
Yeah. Wait, what did yours get you?
I'm trying to think. I got, like, a book. I forgot what kind of book it was, though. I don't know. It was really just, like, a book. And then... I got, like, a polo shirt.
Nice.
I don't know when I'm going to wear it. Like, it's, like, for golf. It's, like, a golf shirt.
Okay, good golf shirt.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The other thing, there's not enough golfing in the campus. I think we should cut down a few of the buildings and put up, like, a driving range. I think that would be... Because you have the business right there. Every other campus in the United States, they have a golf course right there.
No.
You know that would be cool?
I don't.
Most schools have, like, a golf course. Well, that's, like... It would be shared between us and UPenn.
Okay.
So we cut down, like...
No, because I thought you were going to say cut down trees.
No.
On Earth Day.
It need be, oh, yeah, never mind. You can learn that on Earth Day. Yeah. It's a bad look for Earth Day.
Bad look for you. And your
bad... Yeah, I know. And my golf course.
And your golf course is going to add so much to your ecological footprint.
No, it's all grass. Oh, that's what they say.
Grass is the worst.
Yeah, lawns. Lawns are like worst. Yeah, it's worse than building, like, a parking lot.
Yeah.
There's no way that's true.
No, I don't
But like in lawns, you think, oh, it's green, this is fine.
No,
it's not.
Because of pesticides.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Interesting. So what do you do, like a garden?
Yes.
Okay.
With native plants.
Okay. I've heard this. I had a class in, I think it was freshman year of high school. I don't know why I made that mistake. But it was like, the worst thing is like lawns. But like, they said, yeah, grow gardens or whatever. Don't even, like, grow it. Just, like, whatever happens. Like,
okay.
Don't touch your grass for, like, a year. Let it grow out.
Yeah.
And, like, all the animals would come back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, you took that information you learned and thought, I should have a golf course.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago.
Right.
If I had that class again, I'd probably change my mind.
Right.
But I tried to do a garden, though. Like, how old was I? Maybe, like, my senior year of high school, I tried to do a garden.
Okay.
Did not go very well.
Okay.
I don't know, I got, like, tomatoes. I probably had, like, 5 tomatoes all summer. Maybe, like, I did blackberries were good.
Okay.
Blackberries, that was, like, my best, like, work. Like, if I like, focus on the blackberries.
Okay, then it was good.
I think so. But then I tried to do, like some random stuff. Like, a watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't get a single watermelon. And, like, eggplant. I didn't get any eggplant.
Darn.
But I don't know why I tried. I don't even, like that in the first place.
Okay.
Like, my mom was, like, make some eggplant. It's like, all right, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Nothing to show for it.
Why did she want you to make eggplant?
I don't know. Like, you can put in, like, food, stuff like that.
put it in food.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do with it.
You ever put your eggplant in some food?
No, I don't know. She was like making eggplant. I was like, yeah, I guess. Because it was her garden, I kind of took it over.
Yeah.
But I haven't done it since then.
What other articles did you
That's read? A good question. Let me think of a good one. Jacob, A&E writer, wrote about the graffiti artist Cornbread. That was pretty cool. Pretty much he just, like, was the city's biggest graffiti artist for a very long time. I think his name, if you go around, I think his name might be up in some places. I don't know if it's what it used to be, but he pretty much, this is like sometimes, like, Audrey or Bo will say, like, go write an article about this, and they'll do it. This time, Jacob was like, you know, I'm going to interview this person. And he pretty much called the guy up, or I don't know, like, figuratively called him. Right. I don't know, somehow got in contact with him.
Right.
Went to his house, and they just chopped it up.
House?
Yeah, they were just chopping it up for a bit. So he told him about his life.
Wow. A triangle writer went to the largest graffiti artist in Philadelphia's house.
Apparently, yeah. And he got a pretty good article. Check that one out. Jacob's Cornbread article. Worth checking out. Very good stuff right there.
Okay.
That's kind of good stuff. Like, yeah, there's, like, so much going on in the city that, like, we never think about, you know? But, like, because we're just such, like, a small, like, portion of it.
Yeah.
But there's so much going on out there.
Yeah, if you don't leave University City, you have no idea what Philly can be like.
Any recommendations for the Drexel students watching that maybe feel a little cocoons?
Yes. Milk Crate Cafe in West Philly. Because I hear so many Drexel students say that we live in West Philly, and then, no.
They're not getting out into the real, they're
not
Mantua.
In
yeah, I live in Mantua.
Or, like, Palatine Village.
Okay.
That's not West Philly. This is University City, I feel.
Okay, gotcha.
Distinct culture.
Where else do you say?
Rittenhouse Square.
Okay,
I mean,
gotcha.
That's also, like, kind of a bubble, low-key.
That's fair. At least you're getting out.
At
you're
getting
out of the town.
Yes, and, like,
around some interesting people.
Yes.
Any spots over there? Any hidden gems?
I don't think so. What are your hidden gems?
I only have no hidden gems. That's my problem.
Okay, so we've been on a tangent about random things, but we can't forget that it is Earth Day, so we are going to talk to an opinion writer at the Triangle about her opinions on Earth Day. We are here with Sarah.
Hi, yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
I'm very excited, yeah.
Of course, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about your role at the Triangle.
Yeah, I'd love to. So my name is Sarah Ruzica. I'm a first-year environmental engineering major. But yeah, so I kind of just, like, was thinking about Earth Day, and I was kind of, like, looking back to, you know, elementary and middle school, which I mentioned in my article, that, you know, like, even if it wasn't the most environmentally conscious activity that we were doing, it was at least, you know, informing people of, you know, the history. And so that was kind of what I wanted to write about in my article, is just, like, the history of it, how it came to be, and then kind of just trying to, you know, share with people what they can do. Because I think that kind of a lot of people, when they think of, like, environmentalism, is, oh my gosh, I have to have zero waste and zero plastic usage, and I have to do all of these things, and my house has to be 100% green, you know? And I think that sometimes it's hard to get out of that, like, super, like, 100% mindset and just do something that's, like, smaller, you know? And
gotcha.
If everyone did something that was a little bit smaller, it might have more of like, a big impact. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. No, it was a great article. I mean, because, yeah, when you were talking about it, like, I feel like back in the day, like you were saying, like, maybe it wasn't, maybe planting a tree in, like, the back of the school
mm-hmm.
wasn't, like, it's not going to change the world,
right.
But, like, it would, like, inspire you a little bit. Like, all right, what can I do?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Sort of see what I'm saying? Like, what can people do? Like, maybe it's not plant a tree in your backyard, but, like, is there stuff people can do, like, even if it's small, like,
yeah.
to sort of get that ball rolling a little bit?
Yeah, so kind of one of the main things that I can think of, especially here, in, like, a college setting, is recycling and, like, trying to stay away from single-use plastics.
Okay.
It's definitely kind of become, like, a fad recently, you know, that people are like, I use, you know, zero-waste deodorant.
Reusable straws.
Yeah, all of these things. And it's
yeah.
like, yeah, maybe you do use reusable straws, but then also, how many packs of reusable straws are you buying, and what is the packaging that they come in, and
Saxby's, I think, gives you a discount if you
yes.
bring your own cup.
If you bring
so
your own cup.
I think we need to be seeing more things like that.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I think that maybe it kind of stinks that you need to have an incentive to, you know, be a little more environmentally inclined. But if that's what we have to do, like, I think yeah, go for it.
Yeah. I think about that a lot, about how we have to incentivize people to care about the planet.
Yeah, and I mean,
it's
like,
kind of, like, funny, because if the planet goes so...
Right, so do we.
Unless you're a billionaire with a bunker,
right,
we're going down.
Right. The dining halls say that they compost, but a lot of the stuff that ends up going into the compost, because people are unaware of how composting works...
Yeah.
Is like, you know, Pepsi cups and plastic forks and things that they might think are compostable.
And that's only really recently that they even had compost.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't compost, I think, like your freshman.
I haven't even heard of this. Yeah, so this is a new thing.
Yeah.
I haven't been in, what is this, Urban?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been in there in a bit. I don't really know what's going on over there.
So, like,
in
Urban, you have like the two places where you can put your trash. But then they also have two areas where you can put your compostable stuff.
Okay.
So all the plates and boxes that they use are compostable, and then you can also compost your napkins. One thing that I did put in my article at the very end is a link to a website where you can find your ecological footprint, which if you take that, there are like some sliders and stuff that you can do.
You do that? I did that in like middle school, I want to
say.
Yeah. Mine was like pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm pretty
non-ecologically
friendly.
Wait,
let's retake it.
All right, we've got to get our results for the footprintcalculator.org quiz.
3, 2, 1.
What? Your personal...
Oh, so...
What'd you get?
Better than you.
Are you serious?
Only 3.8 Earths needed for me.
I need 4.8 Earths. What is this, 17 March? What is personal... Okay. If everybody lived like you, the Earth overshoot day would be on this day. This means by this date, we'd have used as much from nature as Earth can renew in the entire year. What? In 2020, Earth Overshoot Day for Humanity was August 22nd.
You would use the resources.
Oh, of the...
From
okay.
Earth. If everyone lived like you, all the resources from Earth of the year would have been used by that date.
From, like, January 1st? Oh, what'd you get? April? That's, like, not much.
No, it is better. And...
2 weeks?
two weeks
better?
Of living.
Okay.
If you were gonna die...
That's
you
fair.
4.8
Earths.
3.8 Earths.
Damn.
Get wrecked.
I kind of knew I wasn't a pretty energy efficient person, but now I know it for sure. You kind of thought you were more. Are you disappointed by these results here?
Yeah, I did not think it was even going to be more than one Earth. I wonder if the thing that is really pushing me to have a large footprint is...
The driving, probably. All right, so be sure to check out those articles. You know, one from Sarah, one from Jacob, a few more we talked about in there. Some pretty good stuff out on the Triangle website. Be sure to check all that out.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening to our first episode of The Tripod.
And happy Earth Day, everyone.
Happy
Enjoy
Earth Day.
Your Earth Day. Well, I guess it's too late at this point by the time this
Enjoy
comes out.
Every day is Earth Day.
There you go.
Day.
It's a good way to think about it. All right, good stuff. Thank you, guys. See ya.